Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for being connected with eBay. This is James. How can I help you today?
How you going? I've never bought anything off of eBay, and I don't know why you're going to take anything down of my account.
Okay. Well, may I have your first name, please?
My first name is Kenneth.
Kenneth.
Yes.
K-E-N-N-E-S.
K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Kenneth, okay. Okay, now just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check it, that what exactly happened to you, and I'll be right back to you. Thank you for holding the line, sir.
Yep.
At the moment, I just have checked a few things, and I can see here at the moment that your identity has been stolen. You are the victim of identity theft. Someone is misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. What they are trying to do is, they're trying to purchase a gift card around $299 on eBay. They have used all of the information in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. That is why you have got a call from our department so that we can get in touch with you and we can help you through the cancellation.
I want to put a stop to it because I've never put in for that purchase.
No need to be worried about it, sir. You don't need to be worried about it. You do one thing. Do you have any device, like as a computer, laptop? Do you have any compatible device at your place?
No.
You don't have it. Okay. Do you have a cell phone, Android, Apple? Like, in which device you are comfortable with me so that I can help you and guide you further? For the
I've only
got a mobile phone. You have only got a mobile phone. And it's Android or it's Apple?
It's an Oppo phone. Oppo.
It's Oppo.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. You do one thing. And you're talking to me in your Oppo cell phone?
Pardon?
You're talking to me in your mobile phone at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You just follow the instruction. I'm just going to guide you through some security procedure. All right. And we will also set the unattended password against the hacker so that they won't be able to use your information anymore in any online platforms. Right. So you do one thing first. Put this call on a speaker. Put me on a speaker.
Put you on loudspeaker.
Yes, just put this call on a speaker. And once you put this call on a speaker, you need to look on the bottom. Do you see there would be a circle button which is called to be known as home button? Just give a click on it and come back to the home screen where you can see all of your icons.
Okay.
Like
I've got you on loudspeaker, and all I've got is mute and keypad, add call, video call, and hold.
Okay, now just press the home button. Look on the bottom. Do you see there would be three buttons on the bottom? Number one is back button. The second one is home button, which will help you to like come back to the home screen where you can see all of your icons like camera,
yep.
galleries, photos, lovely. Just press
yep.
the home button
yep.
and come back to the home screen.
And come back into the home screen,
yes, home page where you can see all of your icons like camera, galleries, photos, calendars.
Yeah, I'm on the home screen already.
Lovely. Now just try to find the Play Store application. There would be a Play Store application. The Play Store where you basically go and download some apps and games. Just try
yeah,
to open
I've got
the
Play.
Lovely.
Yeah, I've got Play Store.
Lovely. Have you opened it?
Yep.
Excellent. Now look on the top. Do you see a small magnifying glass where it says search for apps and games? On the top, search for apps and games. Do you see that? On the top, a small magnifying glass where it says
yep.
lovely.
Yep.
Lovely. Give a click on it and type in over there. Give a click on it and type in letter I as in apple, letter A.
Copy what?
Type in letter A as in apple, letter A. Letter A
yeah.
as in apple. After
yeah.
A, type letter N. N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yep. Yeah.
Then type letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then type letter D, D as in doctor, letter D.
Yeah.
Then type letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yeah.
Then type letter S, S as in Sierra, letter S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then type letter K, K as in kingdom, letter K.
Yeah.
Now give a click on search. Give a click on search and do let me know what can you see. Once you search for any desk, do you see the first option came up? Any desk, the fast remote desktop application.
Yeah,
it would be
any desktop
application. It would be a red color icon with a diamond shape on it, right?
Yep.
Lovely. Is there any option called install? Is there any option called install?
Yep.
Give a click on install. Lovely. And once you give a click on install, you will got to see something.
I don't want to buy nothing off of eBay.
No, you don't want to buy, sir. You're not going to buy. I'm just helping you to cancel the things. Right. I'm just going to connect you to the secure server as well so that in future also, no one can be able to use your informations anymore. Right. You just follow the procedure. Right. Do you see any option called open? Just simply give a click on open.
Yeah.
Now, once you open it, do you see any option called plugin activation, something like that? Once you open it, what can you see? Can you please tell me?
I can see a blue screen, and it comes up with a gray screen that says privacy statement.
Privacy statement.
Yeah.
Give a click on OK.
Yep.
Then give a click on cancel. You will got to see option called plugin activation. Give a click on cancel.
Yep.
Then you will got to see an option called tutorial. Am I correct? Tutorial, correct?
Yeah, T-U-T-I-R-I-L.
Tutorial, yeah. Now, there would be, look on the left-hand side top, there would be a circle which is blinking, where like where the application is saying to touch. Give a double tap on it, give a double touch on that circle area. Which is
I'll just press the screen and it went out of it.
Okay, it went out of it. Now, do you see something called your address?
Your address?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Would
be 9-digit numbers, right?
Yep.
Lovely. Confirm me the numbers.
14438673.
All right. It's 14438673. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now just wait for a second. Let me just go ahead and activate the security for you. At the meantime, if you will got to see any option called security warning, do let me know.
Pardon?
At the meantime, if you will got to see any security warning, do let me know. In your screen, just be on that page. Now, do you see any security warning in your screen?
Yes.
Lovely. Look on the bottom. Do you see something called "I am aware of the risk"? Don't show this again on the bottom. Do you see any option or any option called I trust this call, any option like that? Is there any option where it says I trust this call, I am aware of the risk?
It says
on the bottom. On the bottom.
On the bottom it says, it's got on the screen it says security warning. About to grant a full control to your device.
What are the options it has provided you? Like, is there any option I trust this call or I am aware of the risk? Any option like that? Is there any option on the middle of the page where it says I am aware of the risk, don't show this again, or any option I trust this call? Just read me the whole thing. Read me out.
It's got in red, it says LEGRTIMATE. Supporters will never call you.
Okay. And is there any option? Accept.
It says cancel or trust this call.
I trust this call. Lovely. Give a click on I trust this call.
Yeah, but I don't trust it.
You don't trust it?
Yeah.
Give a click on I trust this call.
Yeah, but I don't trust this call.
And why is that?
Because I just wanted all to stop. I don't want no money getting taken out of my fucking bank account.
No, sir, that is why I'm helping you, sir. That is why I'm helping you to cancel the things. Right. If you will not follow the procedure, then you will lose your money. And I won't be able to help you then. So just simply give a click on I trust this call so that I can help you with the next step.
Well, I'll press it.
Right. And once you give a click on I trust this call, you will got to see the second option where it says I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Give a click on the checkbox, the circle box, where it says I am aware of the risk, then give a click on accept.
Yep.
And then once you give a click on accept, this new option came up called eBay Secure Server would like to connect you. Give a click on accept.
It came up the same incoming connection request, eBay. eBay Security would like numbers. Would like to view your desk.
Give a click on accept. Give a click on start now. Or any option, start sharing. Give a click on it.
And it says start recording or...
start recording. Give a click on it.
Yep.
And once you give a click on start recording, look on the left hand side, top. Do you see three small parallel lines on the left hand side top? Give a click on it. Lovely. Give a click on it. Now, give a click on settings. The third one, settings. Give a click on security. The security, yes.
Yes.
Now, scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page. You will got to see an option called permission profile. Now wait, do you see any option called permission profile? On the bottom, scroll down the page, there would be option permission profile. Scroll up, scroll up a page, a little bit, scroll up. Now wait, alright.
What am I looking for?
Permission profile, permission profile. Now wait, here wait, do you see any option called permission profile? Give a click on it.
I don't see nothing saying that.
Okay, just scroll down, let me just tell you. Now wait. On the top, scroll up the page. Scrolled up a little bit, slowly, but wait. Oh, sir, you need to do it slowly. Now wait here. Now wait, stop. Now, do you see any option called permission profile just below the clear previous session profile and above the access control list? Do you see any option called access control list? Access control list. Do you see that?
Nice.
And just above that, do you see permission profile?
Yeah.
Give a click on it. Permission profile. And then give a click on unattended access.
Pardon?
Unattended access. Choose the fourth one, unattended access. Unattended access. The fourth one.
What does that say?
Give a click on the unattended access, the fourth one, unattended access.
The fourth one?
Unattended access, yes, the fourth one.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option where it says enable unattended access? Give a check mark on it. Enable unattended access. Check mark on it. Give a check mark on it. Now, put down the password, small letter S, type in S as in Sierra, letter S.
I don't know the password.
I'm providing you. S, letter S as in Sam, the letter E as in Edward, then letter C as in Charlie, then letter U as in umbrella.
Yeah.
Then letter R as in Romeo. R as in Romeo.
Yeah.
Then letter E as in Edward. Then three, number three. Number two. Number one. Give a click on OK. Now give a click on close. Give a click on close. Close, close, close. Close this page.
Close.
Yes. Give a click on close.
Yeah.
Again. Give a click on close. Now press the home button. Press the home button, the circle button. Come back to the home screen.
Yeah.
Come back to the home screen. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
Now, do you see something called AnyDesk Plugin AD1? AnyDesk Plugin AD1 on the bottom. Give a click on it. On the bottom, give a click on it.
Yeah.
Give a click on install. Give a click on install.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm gonna spit it if any money gets taken out of my account.
Sir, there is no money was going to be taken out from your account, or if there any money will be gonna taken out from your account, we will go ahead and refund it to you. You don't need to be worried about it, right? Now press the home button. Open up the settings, the mobile phone settings.
Where do I go now?
Press the home button. Come back to the home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the settings, the mobile phone settings. Open up the settings. Just swipe your fingers from right to left.
Where are settings?
Just swipe your finger from right to left. Again, swipe. Now look on the top. Settings. Yes.
Yeah, I've got settings.
You have got settings. Okay, lovely. Now just scroll down the page a little bit. And you will got to see an option called accessibility. Accessibility. Okay, scrolled up the page, scrolled up the page, come to the top of the page. Come to the top, look on the top. Do you see any option called search?
Yeah.
Search, give a click on it and type in letter A as in apple.
Yeah.
Then letter C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
Again, letter C as in Charlie.
Yes.
Again, letter E as in Edward.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option called Accessibility Google Assistant? Give a click on it. The second one. Accessibility.
Possibly Google.
Yes. Assistant. Give a click on it. The second one. Yes, lovely. Now once you give a click on it, do let me know what can you see. Come up page back, come to the back, come up page back, go back.
Well, press the arrow.
Yeah, press the arrow which is pointing towards left. Give a click on the first one. Give a click on the first one.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page, you will got to see an option called Install Services. Install Services. Come to the very bottom. Now, do you see an option called AnyDesk Control Service 81 on the bottom? Give a click on it. AnyDesk Control Service 81.
Yeah, and it says off.
Off, yes. That's what I want to show you. Give a click on it and then on it. Just turn it on.
It is off.
Oh yeah, it is off. Just turn it on. Give a click on it.
I don't want it on.
Sir, we are going to do the security things, right? Once you give a click on on, then we will go ahead with the next step. Give a click on it.
Yeah, but if I'm going to turn it on, that means you can take money out of my account, can't I?
Oh, no, no, sir. It won't work like that, sir. This is the security application, right, which will help us to secure all of your information and which will help us to cancel all the charges which has not done by you. So, you don't need to be worried about your money. Give a click on the AnyDesk Control Service 81. And then just turn it on. Just turn it on.
The first one.
Yeah. Give a click on the first one, and then give a click on OK. Okay. Now just press the home button. Okay, now just swipe your finger from right to left.
Hi.
Right to left. Just swipe your... Do you see any desk? Open the any desk. Any desk. On the bottom.
No.
Okay, just swipe your finger from right to left. Right to left. Right to left. Now, do you see the any desk on the bottom, the red color icon, any desk, a red color icon with a diamond shape on it? Just give a click on it and open it.
I'm going to try and find it.
Okay.
You there?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you
right
before.
Open up the any desk. Have you opened the any desk?
Yep.
Okay. Open up the any desk and give a click on OK.
Yeah.
All right. Now just be on that page. Just be on that page. Now, if you will got to see any like screen recording things or any option called start now, just simply give a click on it, right? Start recording or any option like that. Start now, start recording.
Yeah, it says start now.
Give a click on it. Start now. Lovely. Now just press the home button and come back to the home screen of yours.
I didn't even press nothing and it clicked out of it.
Okay, lovely. You are successfully got connected with the secure server of eBay. Now, just give me a second. Let me just have a conversation with our anti-fraud department team. At the meantime, I want you to log in into your bank and check all of your statements one by one. If you will got to see any payments which has been go through from your account, do let me know so that I can go ahead and refund it to you. Right. Do you do online banking? Do you check your statements online?
Yeah, I've got my bank app on my phone.
Okay, just check it once and don't share any of your banking information to me in this legal recorded line. This line is being recorded for our quality and training purposes. Just check all of your accounts. And apart from this bank, do you have any another bank which you deal with? Apart from this bank, do you have any another bank which you deal with?
What do you mean?
Like, this is the only bank which you have, or apart from this bank, you also have got any another bank?
This is the only bank I've got.
This is the only bank which you have got. Okay.
No, I see no transaction.
Okay, you see? No transaction over there. Anyways, you just press the home button.
So I click out of it.
Yeah, just log out from your bank. As you have done a very hard work with us, right? So what I'm going to do is, like our team have just told me to give you a compensation as you have done a very hard work over here. So we are going to give you the compensation of $100, right? Which is not your refund amount, but as you have just helped us to block all those hackers who are connected with you. So we are just going to pay that money, all right? So open up the Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
Yep.
And type in over there a Zip Pay. Do you have a Zip Pay? Zip. Z-I-P. Zip. Zip Pay.
Hi.
Yes. Now, do you see any option called Zip, Shop Now, and Pay Later? Give a click on it. Give a click on Zip Pay. Zip Pay, sir. Not After Pay. Give a click on the Zip Pay. The fourth option. Fourth one.
Second one. I don't want to buy anything.
No, no, sir. You are not going to buy anything, sir. We are going to send you money.
What are you going to send me money for?
For the compensation, sir. You have done a very hard work, and you have helped us to block the people,
I'm not giving you my bank details.
Oh, sir, you are not going to send any of your details to me. I don't want any of your information. Right. You don't need to send any of your information to me in this legal recorded line. Right. So just simply give a click on Zip. Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later. Give a click on Update.
Yeah.
Give a click on Update. Yes. And once you give a click on Update, you will got to see your option open. Once you see your option open, do let me know.
You there?
Yes, I'm still here. Do you see any option open? Do you see an open option over there?
No, it's just got some circling.
Okay, alright. So it means the things is installing in your cell phone. You will got to see an open option.
Yeah, got options open.
Give a click on open. Give a click on open. And once you give a click on open, give a click on have you ever registered yourself on Zip? Have you ever registered yourself on Zip Pay?
No, not that I can remember, no.
Okay, you have not, right. Okay, no problem. Give a click on sign up. Sign up. You will click on sign up now. Now put down your mobile phone number over there.
Have I name or phone number?
You don't know your phone number. Okay, let me just go ahead and give it to you. Just put down over there, 408.
Are you pressing buttons on my phone?
No, sir. I'm not.
Well, that, I've just seen my screen moving.
Okay, no need to be worried about it. Just type in over there, 408.
What are you laughing for?
756.
What are you laughing for?
I'm not laughing. I'm so sorry for that, sir. Type in over there 086.
You know, I've got an intellectual disability, and you're gonna play games with me. I'll just go and report you.
I'm not going to play with you, sir. I'm just helping you. Now you're talking enough, right? You have wasted a lot of time of mine. Do you think that I'm playing with you? I don't have any work to do. Just type in your mobile phone number. Just follow the procedure.
I don't know my mobile number.
Type in 086. You just follow the procedure. 086. Yes. Give a click on send code.
Sorry, 10 Australian numbers only.
Sorry, 10-digit Australian numbers only, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a second. Give a click on 0. The first, type in 0. The first letter, 0. Yes, then give a click on send code. And it will going to send you a code. Okay. So the code will be 110218.
What is it?
110218.
Yeah.
Right. Now give a click on let's go. Give a click on let's go. Now just fill up the form. Just fill up the form, the cancellation form. Type in the name of yours, the legal first name of yours, Kenneth. And if you have any middle name, you can just put down your middle name. Or if you don't have any middle name, you can just skip that one. You can just put down your last name.
Can I just put down my last name?
Yes. Do you have any middle name?
Yeah, but I don't want to put it down.
Okay, you need to put down on the legal middle name. Do you see just below the first name? You need to put down your middle name on that panel. The second bar.
I don't want zip pay at all.
Sorry?
I said I don't want zip pay.
You don't want you don't want this pay?
No.
Sir, you're not paying anything to anyone. Why are you not understanding, sir? We are just going through the cancellation.
I don't understand because I've got an intellectual disability and people are trying to fucking put it over me.
You don't need to. That's why I'm trying. That's what I'm doing here, sir. That's what I'm doing here. I'm just helping you to cancel and close each and everything so that in future you're not going to face a single thing. Right. In future, you're not going to face the same problem, and no one can be able to use your information anymore. So that's what I'm doing here. So just cancel your second name. Like, just erase it. Just erase your name.
I've got Kenneth Cookson there.
Alright, Cookson. Like, remove the Cookson, delete it, and put it down on the second option. The legal middle name, where it was asking you, yes. Put down Cookson.
Put down what?
Put down Cookson over there. S-O-N. Now scroll up the page. Come to the next option. The legal last name. Give a click on it. And type your last name.
Cookson is not my middle name.
Alright, Cookson is your last name, right?
Okay. Yes.
Alright, so then you can just remove it from the middle and give a click on I don't have a middle name. Give a check mark on it. And then type in on that panel Cookson, the third one, the last name. Please enter your legal last name, Cookson. Now you need to type your email address.
I don't have an email address.
You don't have an email address, right?
Right.
Okay, you do one thing. Just leave your mobile phone as it is. The server is going to help you. Just leave your mobile phone. Don't touch anywhere.
What are you pressing buttons for on my phone?
Sir, I'm just helping you. This is your email address, kennethcookson1993@gmail.com. If you want to write it, you can just write it down.
I'm going to the bank after I talk to you.
Yes, you should have to take a legal action against it. Right.
I'm going to put a legal action against you.
You're going to take a legal action against me? What I have done? I'm just helping you, sir. Now put down your address over here.
I'm not putting my address down, my wife.
So why would you don't want to put your address over here, sir?
Because I'm not giving out my address, no way.
You are not giving any of your information. How many times do I have to tell you the same thing? You are just registering yourself on this platform to cancel the charges. You're just filling up the form. That's it. You're not sending or you're not giving any of your information to me. So just put down your address over here. I have a lot of work to do. So do it very fast. type in the address over there on the address panel.
Hang on.
Take your time.
You there?
Yes, yes, I'm still here. Have you put down your address over there?
I'm not putting my address down. I told you this. I don't feel comfortable putting my address down.
Sorry, come again, sir?
I don't feel comfortable putting my address down.
Oh my God. Why are you not trying to understand, sir? If you will
you
not...
You're going to call the scheme me.
I'm going to what? Say that again.
I think you're trying to scam me.
You feel that I'm trying to scam you. You do one thing. Let me just try to transfer this call to the anti-fraud department team. They will be going to help you further. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thank you for being on hold. You are speaking to an NT department. You are speaking to John. How are you doing today?
I'm speaking to the same person that I was just talking to.
No. You are speaking to a very different person right now. Okay. Well, I was just listening to the conversation between you and one of our representatives. And I came to know that, like, he was just trying to cancel you, you know, like, the order which has been placed without your knowledge. But somehow, like, you are having a lot of questions, right? So what's holding you back? You just tell me.
I don't feel comfortable giving my address out, and I don't feel comfortable of the bloke going through my mind like that.
Well, first of all, sir, I would like to inform you this entire call is being legally recorded for your safety and our training purposes. I'm not here to mislead you or misguide you with any of the information, alright? And the second thing, sir, you're talking to a very genuine person, and you know it's a recorded conversation, right? We are just here to cancel your order, right, which has been placed by the hacker from overseas. We just found a lot of things happen these days, okay? And why we are just asking you for your residential address? Because we are just cancelling it once the work will be done, successfully completed, you will going to get everything at the doorstep, okay, as a reconfirmation, right? So that in future no one is going to place any order on behalf of you, all right? So just write down your address.
Why?
That's because we are just going to send you a paperwork once the work has been done for the cancellation. That is the reason, okay? And you're not the only one, so you know, who is facing this problem like giving an order or cancelling it. There are a lot of people are facing the same problem and we are doing the same thing with each and every one, okay? So have faith on us, as I told you, it's a recorded conversation. So just write down your address, okay? Once when you done it, tell me I'm done, okay? All right? Hello?
Hello?
Yep, just write down your address, okay?
I don't want afterpay or nothing.
Right. Now, once when you've done it, after that, you see below that, enter address manually. just tap on it, enter address manually where you have seen that. Just below that, you see in a blue color, like enter address manually. Do you see that?
Yes.
Just tap on it and check it out. And just below you see gender. Select your gender male, just below that.
Yep.
And after that, once then you select your gender, after that below you will see a date of birth. So you just need to select date of birth, okay? You was born in November.
Yeah.
Now you just need to see at the very bottom you see there is a blue color arrow in a box going to the right side. Tap on that blue arrow where you see your key number, right? And before you go and you just need to write it on the valid, you know, date. Date of birth. Check your date of birth first of all. Erase it. Now you see I confirm. Right? Tick on that box. I confirm I am an Australian citizen. Tick on it and then tap on continue. Just below your date of birth, you see there
will be
just below your date of birth, you see there will be a small box which says I confirm that I am Australian citizen. Tap on it. Just give a tick on that small box and continue. Continue.
Yeah.
And after that, connect to, what do you use? You use bank or PayPal? Just tap on connect to bank. Okay. Just tap on connect to bank. And select your bank. Come down and you see you are banking with ANZ. So come down and select ANZ. Right? We are just securing each and everything so that in future you don't have to face any problem. Now you just need to write down your customer registration number of ANZ. Write it down your customer registration number.
When I have my customer reference number.
You don't know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay, press your home button. And open up your bank, ANZ. Open up your bank.
Is it the long numbers on my front of my card?
No. You don't have to find it out there. You just need to log in into your bank. And I will help you where your customer registration number is. Okay? Press your home button. Go to your home screen. And log in into your bank, your ANZ. Okay? And after that, you see a support at the very bottom. You see profile. Tap on profile. Not on support. You see at the top left hand side there is an arrow, and below you see accounts for you, support and profile. Tap on profile.
Where does that say that?
Look at the very bottom of your bank page. You see at the very bottom accounts for you, support. And then you will see profile. Tap on profile. Do you see profile? Look at the very bottom right hand side. At the very bottom. Okay?
You see looking at the... All I can see is accounts, for you, support.
Profile. Now where you see at the top profile and security, and then below you see your name. Kenneth Cookson, tap on your name. Kenneth Cookson, tap on your name. And then you will see there will be a number, right, below your name. That will be a customer registration number. Do you see that?
Yeah.
You just need to write down this number on a piece of a paper. Okay? And then when I'll ask you to write down this number where it was asking you to put, then you just need to put it over there, okay?
Hold on there.
Did you written down this number in a piece of a paper?
Yeah.
Have you done it, sir? Hello.
Hang on, I'm going to write the number down.
Okay, okay, write it down correctly, okay? Don't make any mistakes. Once I'm done, tell me, John, I'm done, and I'll tell you what you have to do is after that, okay?
Just wait a minute.
Okay, I'm on hold for you, okay?
Yeah, I've got it.
Now press your home button and open up your zip once again. Press your home button and open up your zip once again. Your zip app. Or you do one thing. Hold on for a while. I'll tell you what you have to do is, okay? Now write down the customer registration number over here. Your customer registration number. It is asking you to put. Okay? Once when you write down the customer registration number, below you see it will asking you for your password. Write down the password, okay? Your ANZ bank password, write it down. I believe you remember your password, right? Your bank password. Do you remember your bank password, sir?
I know.
Take your time, no problem, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, you see connect. Sir, hold on. Hold on. I believe you have put in your 4-digit PIN, your ANZ PIN. When you log in into your bank asks you for your 4-digit PIN. So you just put that 4-digit PIN, correct? But you don't need to put that 4-digit PIN over here. Remove that one. It is asking you your password. When you log in into your bank,
I have a password.
You don't remember your password?
No.
Can you just press? Okay, hold on.